are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power Radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello and God bless you today. Thank you so much for tuning in once again to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our church is located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida, where our fantastic pastors are, Pastor Thomas and Teresa Robinson. We say God bless you to our leaders. Praise God for having wonderful pastors. I am your host today, Minister Andre Jordan. Just excited and glad to be back with you. Excuse me, on the radio. Thank you, God, for the platform and the opportunity that the radio broadcast WWBC provides right here in the Central Florida region. We just thank God for what He is doing and how He is yet keeping us, protecting, providing the people of God. God bless you to our faithful listeners. We thank you how you tune in faithfully week after week right here, 6 p.m. every Monday through Friday, 100.7 FM radio dial. We're looking in the Word today, and we're talking from the topic, you have a job description. God has given us a job to do. I have a job description, and I want to talk from that. Father, I pray before we get into it, let the Holy Spirit of God have His perfect will today in this broadcast. We invite Holy Spirit in the presence and the anointing of God. Father, let this word reach its target, reach the hearts. Let people tune in by divine appointment and be stirred in their spirit, man, as I am. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we give you thanks. We give you praise. We look to you. We need you. We bless you. Help us to desire more of you and to give greater capacity to you to operate in and through us. Help us to be busy about the will and the work of the Father today. I pray and I ask in Jesus' name. We have a job assignment, believers, brothers and sisters. We have a job description, a job assignment. We have a responsibility. We have a call and a mandate on our lives. And I just want to touch on it a little bit today in the few minutes that I have. And I pray that the Word of God encourages us. Sometimes reminders are good things. Sometimes reminders stir us on. Sometimes reminders are an encouragement. So let the Word of the Lord encourage all of our hearts today. My heart, be encouraged. Let us receive the Word today with gladness in the name of Jesus. Let's look quickly. Familiar passage, Matthew 28. Let us go to verse 18. So Matthew 28 and verse 18. Jesus is speaking. I love when Jesus is speaking because I love the whole scripture, but I love the words in red where Jesus is speaking and He's talking directly to us today. And the whole Bible, all 66 books, is speaking to us today. But I just love it when I see Jesus said this. I don't know, it just gives me a little bit more umph. But all of the Bible is divinely inspired from the Lord. So Matthew chapter 18, verse 18, 19, and 20 is what we're going to read. And it reads, "And Jesus came and he spoke to them, the disciples. And Jesus said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. And Jesus said," verse 19, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost," Holy Spirit of God, "teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the ends of the world." So Jesus shows us our assignment. Jesus reminds us today in this word, you have a job assignment. Many of us work, many of us have jobs. When we apply for jobs, there's a job description. There's a job outlining the duties and the responsibilities. And so today, the Lord is reminding us today, just as you have that in the natural, you had it in the spirit before. You have always had a job assignment. You've always had duties and responsibilities. You have always had a job description. Let us be busy about the work of the Father. Let us be busy doing the work of the Father. Many of us are seasoned in Christ. We've been walking with the Lord a long time. We've been walking with Jesus a long time. And that is good. We've been faithful in the things of God. But I want to say this, just like we have jobs in the natural, a lot of times there's opportunities for advancement, opportunities for promotion. And we find that many times as supervisors, as managers, are looking to see who they can promote. It is the person that is busy doing the work. It is the person that is putting in the work. So I read from Matthew 28, verses 18, 19, and 20, the job description that we have been assigned. Now, my question today for us all, are you putting in the work? I'm going to reread the job description. I'm going to go back to the scripture. Jesus said this. Let me read it again. "And Jesus came and spoke to his disciples, saying to them, I have been given all power unto me in heaven and in the earth." There is no power. Jesus said all, A-L-L. There is no power that is excluded from me. I have all of it, all inclusive, all power. If you say anything, I'm going to still say all power. If you say, well, what about this? I'm going to say all power. Two words. All power has been given to Jesus in heaven and in earth. Therefore, go and make disciples. Go and teach all nations. Go and baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go and teach the new disciples to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, the commands I've given you. And be sure of this, that I am with you always, even to the end of the world or the end of the age. He will not leave us. He will not forsake us, because the Word of God tells us to. So as we refresh ourselves, our minds, with the job description and the assignment and mandate on our lives, if we were grading ourselves, how are we doing in our kingdom work, in our kingdom assignment? We talked about in the natural, there's opportunities for advancement, opportunities for promotion. Sometimes we're locked into dead-end jobs and we're like, man, I'm getting ready to find me another job. We don't like the pay. We don't like that there's no room for growth. That's what we say. There's no room for growth. I can't go nowhere here because it might be a small business where there's only 4 staff members, and you can't be the president if the president is the president owning the company. So sometimes we feel locked in and pressed in, and we feel limited. But I want to say this to you today. In the kingdom of God, God hires. He hired us when we received Christ and were born again. We became his employees, and he's a good employer. There is no limits in him. There's no ceilings in him. We can advance. We can be promoted to our heart's desire. The question is, are we putting in the work? There's always on the job. Come on. There's always, excuse me, there's always the person. Don't do no work. On break more than they're working. Come in late, leave early. Always walking. Not at the end of a day, you're wondering, did they sit at their desk and do 15 minutes of work? There's always one. They're walking along in the crowd like they're part of it, but they ain't putting in the work. So my question today for us, we have a job assignment, a responsibility, a duty, a mandate. Are we doing the work of the kingdom? Are we doing the work of the Lord? Or are we just walking with him? Many followed Jesus. Many were in the crowd. One serving him, weren't submitted to him. Following him in name only, but not in deed and from the heart. I have a job assignment. I can read it in the scripture. This is one passage. We read another where we were told you're called to be salt and light. You're called to let your light shine. We read that passage. This is just one. We're called to be change agents. We're called to be ambassadors. Many pieces to the job description are found in the Bible. We're called to be his hands and his feet. We're called to represent him. We're called to deny ourselves, to take up our cross, to follow him. How are we doing in the job assignment? How are we doing in the job description? We're called to submit ourselves, therefore, unto God, to resist the enemy. We're called to put on the whole armor of God so we can stand in the evil day. We're called. We're appointed. We're assigned. Go make disciples. Go reproduce. Go win souls. How are we doing? How are we doing? God has given us, he says to us, I have been given all authority. I have been given all power in the heaven, in the earth. He has delegated his authority to us. He has given his authority to us. He has told us, use my name, use my blood, use my authority. He has restored dominion to us that we might have the authority and the power of the Holy Spirit to get the job done. God has equipped us with everything we need for life and godliness. He's given it to us. He's not any, and it reminds us at the end in verse 20, and you better know, I am with you to the end of the age. He says, you better know, I've given you an important task, an important assignment, a weighty task, a weighty assignment. But he says to us, you better know, I am with you. Sometimes we feel like I don't have the, in the natural, I don't have the support I need. I don't have what I need. My manager don't support me. My boss don't back me up. My boss don't support me. But listen, there's a new boss in town and his name is Jesus Christ. There's a new CEO in town and his name is Jesus Christ. And he has equipped you. He equips us through the word. He equips us as we renew our minds to what he says. He equips us as we read the word, and he causes our faith to increase. As we hear the word of God and it builds up the muscles of faith that we believe and know without a shadow of a doubt, I can do all things through Christ that gives me the strength. He strengthens me. He empowers me. He gives me the grace and the enablement to do what he's called me to do. If he's called us to disciple, if he's called us to go out into the hedges and highways and the byways and compel men to come, he's equipped us to do it. He's equipped us. I want to say this. Christ never sets us up for failure. Christ never sabotages us. Let me set this trap. Let me make them look like a fool. No, he's not that kind of boss. He's not that kind of CEO. But he's a CEO and a boss that has your back even to the end of the age, even to the end of the world. The scripture declares to us, I've never seen the righteous forsaken. He will not forsake me. He will not forsake you. And he also is going to hold us accountable to the assignment, to the task that he has for our lives. He's called all of us. There's no disclaimer. There's no clause written in small print that relieves any of us from the responsibility of what is known as the Great Commission. The Great Commission of God in the scripture. He wants us to be busy about the Father's work. And it doesn't have to mean I look like Billy Graham or I look like Reinhard Bonnke, although that's wonderful, right? But it doesn't mean that I have to compare myself to how he used another man or another woman of God. But it means that in my sphere of influence, in my relationships in the earth, in my encounters and engagements in the earth, let Christ show up in me. Do the work of Christ. Let Christ be seen in my life. Represent him well. Let him shine forth in me. Let my life bring him glory. Let my life be a witness and a testimony for him. My job assignment is to turn the world upside down for Jesus. My assignment in the earth is to follow the blueprint of Christ and the disciples that turn the world upside down for Christ, to flip upside down, right to right the wrongs that we see, to make right through the power of the Holy Spirit and the power of Jesus Christ the lies and the deception of the world, to bring light and truth through Christ, to make Christ known in the earth. That is our assignment, to be witnesses, to be hands and feet, to demonstrate his power on the earth. We pray today, God, help us to get back on assignment. Help us to get back on assignment for the kingdom of God. I have a task, an assignment, a responsibility. I want to do what the Lord has called me to do. I want to do what the Lord has assigned to my hands. I want to be like Christ when he was the age of 12 and he got separated from his parents. And when they found him after 3 days of searching, he said, reminded them, I'm here to do the will of my Father. Are we reminded today? Remind ourselves, I'm here to do the will of the Father. That's one piece. Make disciples. Go ye therefore into all the earth, making disciples, teaching and training them in the ways of God, teaching and training them in the things of God. I want to read another passage, Mark 16, another that, you know, I can't get to the full job description. That's why we got to read our Bibles and see what the Lord says to us. One part of our job description is to love. It's to let the love of God shine forth in our hearts. I'm going to read another part of our job description. So much today, but the time is few. But I'm going to get in what I can get in as we discuss our kingdom job assignments in the earth. Let's read Mark chapter 16 really quickly in the remaining minutes, and verse 17 and 18. And the scripture reads, "And these signs, the evidence, the proof, the witness, the admissible testimony shall follow them that believe." I'm a believer today. I pray you are too, in the name of Jesus. Believing simply means I accepted Christ. I came to the realization through the power of the Holy Spirit drawing me that I was sin sick and I needed a Savior. And I asked and cried out, "Lord, save me, deliver me from my sins, forgive me. I confess that you are the Christ. You died, you rose again, you were buried and rose again for my salvation and deliverance. You hung on the cross that I might experience the great exchange, your death, your resurrection for my sin, my shame, a great exchange. You did the work. I received the benefit." And so today I pray a simple confession in your own words and speak from your heart. "God, save me. God, deliver me. God, set me free. I confess you as Lord and Savior today." I'm talking to those that believe and those that want to believe. God wants to use you. Some of us are unemployed, but God has a job for you. God has a job that you can do. Listen, doesn't matter if you're retired, doesn't matter if you're disabled. We can all, just like Jesus said, "I have all powers been given to him." We can all do the work and the assignment of God. Another part of the assignment, Mark chapter 16, verse 17, "And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name," in the name of Jesus, the name that is above every other name. "They shall cast out devils." Part of my job description is to bring deliverance through the power of the Holy Ghost. "I shall cast out devils, demon spirits, and they shall speak with new tongues. They shall take any serpents, and they shall drink any deadly thing. It shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." I'm assigned to lay hands. You're assigned to lay hands. You're assigned to cast out demonic spirits. You're assigned because, why? Because Christ has been given all power, and he has delegated it to you and I. He has given us his authority. He has given us his name. He has given us his blood. I can, you can, we can do all things through Christ Jesus. We can do this. This assignment is for you and I. We saw Jesus. He laid hands and he healed the sick. Sometimes he spoke a word and he healed the sick. Sometimes he made spittle out of clay and he healed the sick. He was led by the Spirit of God. Christ has come and he's made abode in us. The Father has sent the gift of the Holy Spirit. We've got all the ammunition, equipment, everything we need. Christ has given us the armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of his righteousness, the belt of truth, the shoes of the gospel, of the peace of the gospel, the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit. We've got the blood, the word, the name of Jesus. We've got the Holy Spirit. What do we need? Get out there and do your job. Sometimes, hallelujah, we need a good old-fashioned kick in the pants. Get out there and stop making excuses and do your job. Sometimes when we've gotten in trouble with our natural bosses, they say, "Get out there and go back to work. Get out there and go do your job." Listen, we're soldiers. We're warriors for the kingdom of God. We have an assignment. The battle is won. Enforce the victory. Anytime in the natural, a battle is won, there's always troops that remain to enforce the victory. Enforce. We won this right here. This is the USA flag right here. We have won this. You cannot come back and take this. We enforce the victory. You and I, God has said, enforce the victory. Tell the good news to someone that didn't hear. Christ won. You don't have to live like this no more. You don't have to live in defeat and shame. You don't have to live in addiction and perversion. Christ has come and he's won the victory. The light has come. Salvation has come. Enforce the victory. Share and tell the story of Christ's redeeming blood. Share and tell your testimony of what Christ has done. Make disciples. Win souls for the kingdom of God. Let us be about our Father's business. We are in the business of saving souls. You have a job. I have a job. I couldn't even touch on all of the pieces of the job description of God. But I pray today that you got something out of these scriptures. I pray today that you were reminded of your kingdom assignment and mandate. I pray today that no longer will we walk in excuses, but we will walk in activation, and we will walk out the fulfillment of the word of God in our lives. You have been listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. I invite you, please come and be with us in service Sunday morning at 11 or Tuesday nights at 7. You are always welcome. You may come as a visitor, but you're going to leave as family, and you're going to know and be very clear that Christ died for your sins that you might be saved. In Jesus' name, I pray that you be blessed and that you would walk in
serving the Space
today.
Coast with the
Amen.
Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You are in tune to 1510 AM WWBC, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville and the Beaches, FM 94.7.
Is the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is filled with his goodness. He is holy. He is high. He is set apart. So we sing to him.
Upon the throne,
I will worship him.
I will worship him.